You shouldn't have done that. We appreciate that. You know, about 22 years ago, I was in a little bluegrass band called Olden and the Way. I'm real happy to announce that there's a new Olden and the Way album out. It's called That High Lonesome Sound, recorded in October 73. 14 previously unissued live recordings. I'd like to call some good friends of mine out here. I'll start with the one I've known the longest. We were in a bluegrass band together called the New York Ramblers. And he was the fiddle player, I was the mandolin player. We played at the Union Grove Fiddlers Convention and Carnegie Hall, a few other places. A young man, and then he went on to play with Bill Monroe, and he wrote a book on bluegrass violin, and now he takes a lot of bluegrass photographs. Please welcome Gene Loewinger. Gene's a New Jersey boy, too. And I'd like to call another New Jersey boy out, a musical associate of mine for the past 20 some odd years, a great arranger, a great guitar player. He was the guitar player in this group and the arranger for this group, and we've worked on film scores together, and now he leads his own futuristic bluegrass ensemble called Over the Edge. Please welcome John Carlini. I'm a five-string banjo. He sells mandolins, but boy, he can play a mean mandolin, you know. He works for those mandolin brothers out in Staten Island, and when he's not selling mandolins, he's playing them, that's for sure. Please welcome Lawrence Wexer. Now, this is a little mini bluegrass orchestra we have here, and I'd like to dedicate this to my dear friend, Jerry Garcia. In the deep rolling hills of old Virginia is a place I love. Thank you. As the years roll by, I often wonder, will we all be together someday? And each night is a wonder through the graveyard. Darkness finds me where I kneel to.
Joe Craven on the fiddle, and Enrique Coria on the guitar.